It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey, what's going on? Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
The After Show podcast. All right, now, even though the NFL season is done, people are scratching that football itch with the brand new, well, I shouldn't say brand new, the newly refurbished XFL. Years ago, the XFL came out. It was
a joke.
Of the WWF, Vince McMahon said, no, we're going to make this thing where people can have their own names on their, like, custom names. You had He Hate Me and all these other guys.
Here's a big difference, and I was thinking about this the other day when I was watching it. Like, why would the XFL be any more stable and do anything more than what they did in 2000 or 2001 when it first came out?
Yep.
Here's a conclusion I kind of came up with. The basic player now for a league like the XFL, CFL, Arena Football League, and the NFL, dude, your basic player now is fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is so fine-tuned in the game now that literally everybody in these bigger leagues are very good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're fantastic players.
That line is so tight.
Which the difference is the XFL in 2001, dude, you legitimately had some wrestlers out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some jokes.
Yeah.
Jokes of players that really didn't know what they were doing. They just kind of recruited him because this guy's 6'5", 245 pounds. He looks like he can smash somebody, but he couldn't tell you what a cover two, coverage is or anything in that regards. So you can tell that the game has evolved and they've embraced it now. So that was my biggest concern. Like, if I'm watching the XFL, am I going to visually notice the difference?
Yeah.
Of the NFL. Like, are these players going to be really kind of like second tier? Is it going to be like a bunch of second stringers playing? I couldn't tell a difference, man.
Yeah.
These guys can whip the ball. They're diving for catches, smashing people. I mean, dude, it looks like the NFL to me. Which I was hoping that was the way it was going to be.
And if anybody does remember the XFL when it was the first incarnation of it, it was on an indoor football field, so it was a shorter field.
Yeah.
It was kind of goofy. It was kind of a joke of a sport in my mind.
They were basically combining wrestling and football
and
making it more entertainment-wise, which they are doing now, but they're doing it the right way.
Yeah.
They're giving it to the fans, which is another cool thing about the XFL. Before they started anything, practice, preseason, whatever they call it in the XFL, they went to the fans and say, hey, this is what we think we should do, but you tell us what you want. And they did. They did a huge poll, and they changed a few rules that the fans said that they would like to see, and they did it. And honestly, I love it.
Yeah.
I really do. I only saw two games yesterday because I had to miss the Saturday games. There's a lot of things, man, that I didn't even know happened, or I didn't even know what was discussed. Like, I'm telling you, the referee thing, they got that figured out.
Yeah.
The NFL needs to take something from this and watch it and be like, oh, my God, this is working.
All the other rules, so break it down here. All the other rules are still NFL rules with some tweaks in certain areas.
Yeah.
Do you have some that stand out
in your mind? A big one that really stood out yesterday, and I was like, whoa, that's weird looking. Kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So the kicker is by himself. He tees it up, and he's by himself. There's nobody to his right, nobody to his left.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody lines up on the other side of the 50-yard line on like the 45, maybe? So you have the kicker kicking from where they kick from the NFL, right?
Okay. But the rest
of his
team,
I think it might be a little farther back even.
Okay. But the rest of his team then is on the other side of the field.
On the other side of the 50, like on the 45 lined up. And they can't take off running until they receive the kick.
Gotcha.
So on a kickoff, he'll kick it off.
Yep.
And I believe it is longer because they don't want it going out of the back of the end zone at the time.
Yep.
So they're catching it in front of the end zone, and the line cannot move until the guy catches it. It looks weird.
What happens if he kicks it into the end zone?
I think it's just like a touchback.
A touchback. Yeah. And then where does the ball go, though?
35.
It goes to the 35. Now, that's like the NFL now, isn't it?
I think the NFL is 25,
Is it the 25?
I think
it is too.
I think it's the 25.
The 25, but now
it's 35 if they kick it out of bounds.
Kick it out of bounds.
Right.
Because now the NFL is so, dude, kickoffs are so fucking pointless because they move the kicker up and pretty much every time.
It's booting it through the uprights, basically.
So I like that. And also, too, that is a way, because the whole reason they changed the NFL kickoffs is because that's one of the most dangerous plays.
It is.
Because you got guys running full speed at other guys and another guy running towards
these
people.
The wall of death, you know, if you've ever been to one of those concerts.
So by putting the guys up closer, basically, you're just running into people right away.
Basically.
It is.
And you know what? It creates more excitement because there's going to be more returns.
Yeah.
If you get past that first line, what do you got? The kicker?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's
going to
create...
I just want to see just some yoked, roided out kicker like, rah!
So they kind of tweaked a few rules to make it more exciting, too, for the fans, which is kind of neat, man. I mean, without being stupid, like, no fair catches.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that they did back in the day, which were creating injuries.
I want to see here. So XFL, actually, you can go to XFL.com. They have standings. They have merchandise. They got all the teams and everything.
It's legit, man. It really is legit.
One
of the coolest things I saw yesterday was, like, in penalties, going up to the review booth. Like, I had no idea what was going on up there. You know, I thought, is it just one guy up there? Is he just kind of talking back and forth? So they got two guys, two screens, looking at the play immediately, every play after they do something. They're reviewing everything. That's just those guys' jobs, period. So the ref goes up, in which I think it's different in the XFL than the NFL on this. And I said it different sports earlier. But the ref radios up to the two guys. This is on like a red flag, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The guys review it. You can hear the whole conversation, what they're talking about, what they're discussing. The ball hit the ground at 35. We have this much time on the clock. We need to put this much time back on if it gets reversed. Blah, blah, blah. And they're talking with the ref, the three of them. Finally, they get it relayed down to the ref. Not finally. I mean, it's like that.
Yeah.
And
they're
talking to the ref in his headset of what to say on the field. And maybe it's different in the NFL, but I always assumed they got it, and then they just kind of spouted it off what they heard.
Yeah.
But no, the guy's like telling him what to say in his earpiece at the time, like live.
Well, which is nice. So obviously, you still have very – being a professional referee has got to be just so hard.
Yeah.
So you still got the guys on the field making the basic calls, like where there's no issues.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, having people up in the booth for controversial calls, I think is great.
It's fantastic.
I think it's great.
And they have a solo ref that all he does is spot the ball.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, if you're running out of time, you know, you're getting down to 6, 5, 4. It takes a while for that ref to grab the ball and spot it.
Yeah.
You just have one guy doing it the whole time, which makes it boom, 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 boom.
Ooh.
They're trying to get it fast paced. They want a lot of the arena feel, but without the arena bullshit.
So, and that, because reading their tag on their website, they had on there, less stall, more ball, is what they they want to keep that game.
And you can tell.
Yeah.
You can literally tell. Like watching it live last night.
I like this. Out of bounds kicks and kicks that fall short of the 20-yard line. So the kicker has to get the ball between the 20-yard line of the opposing team and the end zone. If it falls short of that or goes out of bounds, the kicking team's taking the ball all the way onto the kicking team's 45-yard line.
Yeah, no joke.
Holy shit.
Yeah. They want to take out all that BS.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Kicking in the NFL is almost pointless now. I mean, it's not pointless, but you see a lot of them just kicking it out of the back.
Players can move when the ball is touched by the returner or 3 seconds after the ball touches the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If the ball is kicked in the end zone, it's down and is down. It is a major touchback, and the ball is placed on the return side, 35-yard. If the ball bounces inbounds and then out of the end zone, it's down, and the ball is placed on the 15-yard line.
Mm-hmm. Crazy rules there, man.
Yeah.
I think I saw the double pass yesterday.
Oh, you did you?
Because you can do two forward passes behind the line of scrimmage on the offensive side now.
Here we go. Here's a big change. Point after touchdown. After a touchdown, the team has an option of running a play from the 2, 5, or 10-yard line worth 1, 2, or 3 points, respectively.
Yeah. So you could score 9 points in one touchdown.
The team must run an offensive play, and no kicking plays are allowed.
Hmm.
That's cool. I like that.
You know what's really cool too, man? It's just you're part of it. You're inside. You get the inside information. Obviously, these games are being played on a delay.
Yep.
Because you couldn't do that if it was live.
I
mean, even so, like, it would be tough to relay it that fast to an opposing team of what the play is going to be. But still, I mean, the spider cam goes over the huddle.
Mm-hmm.
You can see him talking to the offensive line. You can hear him, what he's saying to the receivers.
You're really, really into it.
He's fully mic'd up.
Yeah.
QB's fully mic'd up. Even out of the huddle, like at the line, he's mic'd.
Which, let's be honest, we all, that's why they put together mic'd up compilations
that's
on YouTube.
That's what you want to
hear. Yeah, you want to hear what's going on.
You know, him calling audibles and calling people out on the other side of the line. You
More
know?
Than just Omaha!
Yeah.
Omaha!
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. It's cool. They have cameras everywhere. Pat McAfee does a sideline report after every big play, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy catches a touchdown. He's interviewing him right after.
Right there. Hey, yeah. You know, sometimes for me, it's like, I always thought it was funny.
Let the guys play.
Because I always thought it was funny, like, when they interview the coach going in at halftime, it's always the same shit. Because it's like, look, I'm focused. I don't want to sit here and tell you something. I'm trying to get in there. We already have a short time. Yeah. Let's get this done. And then, you know.
And I think they're going to feel that out a little bit, too. I don't think it's, obviously, they had to sign something.
Yep.
For him to do that. But you could tell, like, anybody, except the one guy who basically blew a kickoff return, and they interviewed him, and you could tell he didn't want to be on TV.
So,
but all these guys that are scoring touchdowns and interviewing, they're excited about it. They're excited to get to Pat McAfee and talk about it.
Yeah, you know? Well, he scored, and I mean, it's kind of, and everyone's amped
getting some
up.
Recognition. Yeah. You know, another crazy thing, that microphone goes out throughout the whole stadium.
Oh, cool.
So when they're interviewing, you could tell the crowd cheering as he's getting interviewed. It's kind of neat.
Obviously a big rule, and I think probably if I were to change one thing, if I was allowed to change one thing in the NFL, it would be the overtime rule.
Yep.
And the XFL changed that, and I like this. So overtime shall consist of 5 rounds staged in alternating single-play possessions, as in customary to an NHL shootouts or MLS penalty kicks. A round will consist of 1 offensive play per team. Each possession starts at the opponent's 5-yard line, and the offensive team has 1 play to score. The team with more points after 5 rounds is the winner.
I only have one problem with that.
What's that?
Is the time it's going to take to switch offense to defense after every play.
But here's the thing, though, is that you won't have to switch players. Because you don't have people playing both ways. Mm-hmm. So you could have 1 offense and defense on one side, 1 offense and defense on the other side.
Oh.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
Oh.
And so you're literally boom, 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 boom. Because here, NFL overtime can end in a tie. This is NFL. This is kind of the rationale. They have this all laid out here on the website, which is actually really cool. So the rationale on doing this is NFL overtime can end up in a tie, and a team's offense may never even see the field.
Yeah.
Overtime may also take up to 27 minutes compared to to complete in the NFL. XFL overtime will allow both teams to play offense in under 10 minutes and always have a winner.
Wow.
So it's quick. I bet you they got both teams set up.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Because how many times have we seen that in the NFL
ending
where it's
in a
like
tie?
Or ending in, it's just like, okay, so the team doesn't even get to rebuttal. You could have been crushing it all game.
Didn't that just happen to Mahomes? Didn't Mahomes lose at the end of the regular season and he didn't get the ball?
I think
everybody's bitching. It's like how can you not let the guy who basically carried the whole team throughout the whole game not get a chance at the end?
Yep. Another big two, and this one I don't really care about. It'll speed up the play, but they have a 25-second play clock.
Yep.
NFL, 40-second play clock that starts when the previous play ends. You're basically cutting out that wasted 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So here, 25-second play clock that begins after the ball is spotted for the next play. That is.
Some pressure right there, man. Get the play in.
Yeah, it takes 7 seconds on average to spot the ball.
So you got 13 seconds.
Yep. Yeah, they minimize downtime between comeback period, XFL.
You know what that's going to affect a lot, like majorly? Fatigue.
Yeah.
Defensive fatigue.
Yep.
You know, because that's basically why you run a 2-minute drill, right? You get the defense down. They're huffing and puffing. You can't even alternate players. You can't sub anybody in because you're running a 2-minute drill. That's basically what you're doing the whole game, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Keep the pace high. They want high scores. They, you know. I honestly, man, I really was judging it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Really kept an eye on it, trying to think, you know, is this going to take off? Is this just going to be another 1-year thing? So far, I'm liking it.
5 common sense rules. 1 foot inbounds. XFL rule. To catch a ball means the player, 1, secures a live ball in flight before the ball touches the ground, 2, touches the ground inbounds with any part of his body, and then maintaining control of the ball long enough to enable him to perform an act common in the game, long enough to pitch or hand the ball, advance it, avoid or ward off the opponents. Okay.
So you only need 1 foot in?
1 foot in.
I like that.
Yep. A legal man downfield. So, yeah. And they have a 10-minute break, then it's back to the action.
I think the hardest hurdle, I think the biggest hurdle for the XFL, and I mean, it's not their fault, and it's not nobody's fault. It's mm-hmm. it's just brand new teams, it's brand new logos, it's and brand new players. It's one great thing about the NFL, as they already have, is you know going into the season who the team is, who's playing for the team, and you have personal opinions about players and teams because of previous seasons and – you almost feel like you know some of these guys personally.
Yep.
That has to evolve in the XFL, and which takes time. And like I said, it's not their fault. Well, it's a brand new league.
They have to shake off to the old. Everyone still remembers the old XFL.
Yeah, it's completely different.
And to shake that off, I think that'll take a while. And two, you did bring up a good point, is that it's been ingrained in us, teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think – the only reason the Las Vegas Raiders – will work out is because they got the Raiders name. Hmm. But even that to me sounds kind of campy.
Sounds a little
doesn't
weird.
It? Sounds it's
a little
it's Las Vegas. You know, it's like, meh.
Yeah.
But now looking at the teams, and again in your head, when you see the Seattle Dragons, it's like,
yeah.
Is that a team I want to watch? So you got the Seattle Dragons, DC Defenders, LA Wildcats, Houston Roughnecks, Tampa Bay Vipers, New York Guardians, St. Louis Battlehawks, and Dallas Renegades.
I thought the Roughnecks was a little weird.
That one's a little...
You know what's crazy? Cool. You know what's kind of cool? Because they played this past weekend. Their logo is almost the exact same.
No, as Houston's.
Houston Oilers.
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember that team back in the day?
Yep. And like the Battlehawks. I mean, that sounds kind of... But again, this is just, like I said, you it's been burned in you. I mean, I've been a Packer fan. I've been a Green Bay Packer fan. Which, I mean, when you think about the Packers, though, what the hell? I mean...
What's a Packer? They were named... like a Seahawk.
They were the Acme Packers before.
You're just
you know?
Used to it.
Yeah,
you know,
you're just used to it.
It's just, over time, it'll become more...
And well, you know what's too is like also kind of looking at these scores, like 31-19.
Mm-hmm.
Like I bet you we're going to see a lot of different
weird scores. Yeah, 1, 2, 3 points,
yeah,
man.
Not 21-17, you know, 28-20, you know, what we're used to and the typical way of scoring, you know. So, I like that there's not going to be any ties. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to see. I have yet to watch a game, but I'm going to check it out.
You know, I was trying to think of timing, too. I was like, is this the right time to bring the XFL into light?
I think it is. Strike while the iron's hot.
I think it is, man. I think people are ready for another league like this.
Mm-hmm.
And them starting right after the NFL is only going to benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to ride that wave for sure.
I thought Chicago had a team.
Yeah, like I said, the biggest thing to me, and I think a lot of football analysts and people that really love the NFL and love the NFL for what it is, watching the XFL, was, is it going to be campy? Is it going to be a bunch of scrubs trying to be professional? And it's not. It's legit players, man. And you can tell. They're fast. Guys are whipping the ball. It's not like it was back in the day, man. It's a lot better.
So it's 8 teams. I thought Chicago had a team. This is interesting. They have team 9. So it's an 8 team league.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea isn't revolutionary, though it's unique to professional football today. The XFL has established Team 9 for the benefit of the rest of the 8-team league and for 40 players still chasing their football dreams. Team 9 is essentially an extra squad stocked with players available to fill open roster spots on any team in the league at any time. Say the St. Louis Battlehawks lose a safety in week 2. They can call up a football-ready replacement in time to face the New York Guardians in week 3.
That's crazy.
Interesting.
You know, I think a lot of cities are kind of holding out for the first year to see how it goes.
Yeah.
I think if it's successful after this first year, you'll see 20 teams next year.
Which I think would be better. Like, I wouldn't mind rooting for a Wisconsin team, another, you know, a Madison team, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they'll have a Grand Rapids team. Do they or no?
No, there's no
Michigan teams.
There's no Michigan teams. Yeah. But I don't think there'll be – what's weird is Houston, like it's still big teams. Seattle, I'm surprised they didn't do offsets. Like, you know, I guess – but you already have – you have Houston and you have Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, Seattle already has a team. Yeah. L.A. has a team.
I think what they're doing is they're kind of banking on stadiums too.
Yeah.
Like you got to have a bigger stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, the stands weren't filled yesterday. Like the whole bottom section was.
Mm-hmm.
But your top tiers were empty.
But you know, also too, though, if you want to go watch some exciting football, nowadays it's almost, and I knock the NFL for this, unless you're a fan of like the Lions or the, Lions fans, Lions or Bengals or shit teams,
mm-hmm.
dude, Green Bay, I can't afford to pay $180 for two tickets.
Yeah, that's
multiple
ridiculous.
Times. It's nuts.
Yeah.
So if you want to go watch some exciting football,
there you go, XFL.
$25. I don't know what tickets are.
And you know, honestly, man, like I said, they're catering to the fans. It's probably going to be different. It's probably going to be cheaper beers.
Yep.
Probably going to be cheaper food, cheaper ticket.
Mm-hmm.
They're catering to the fans. So who knows? Maybe you'll have like service coming up to you all the time.
I mean, if I can get box seats,
you know,
reasonably priced at an XFL game, fuck yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know, I love football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also, too, it's a little bit, it's different. I'm not huge into college ball.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of similar as where you don't know, but I mean, if you also got people that, you know, maybe came out of college, you brought up something interesting when we were talking to Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's that cat, you know, that
well, it's basically, it's another pool for the NFL to draw from. You
yeah.
know, think about that.
Well, no, and you mentioned that kid that maybe takes a year off, mm-hmm. and then what, the quarterback.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Joe.
From Auburn, right?
No, he's LSU, right?
LSU, yeah.
I believe. Anyway, he's worst team in the NFL, Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you win a Heisman in college and you're going to be guaranteed first pick, you're always guaranteed to go to the worst team.
The shittiest team.
And it sucks.
Yep.
And I get it. Okay, maybe it balances the NFL a little bit. But really, you're going to sacrifice people's careers because of that?
Yep.
I mean, so here's another option. Instead of going right to the NFL after college,
mm-hmm.
if you're the first pick, say you're the first pick and you don't want to play for the Bengals next year because, well, the Bengals suck.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to the XFL and play a year.
Yeah.
You're still getting a little bit of money,
mm-hmm.
and every NFL team is going to be on your ass after that first year because you can go to any team.
And, yeah, if you perform well, who's to say that they won't be? I'm sure they'll be watching players.
Well, they'll know. They'll know that you're going to the XFL because I don't want to play for the Bengals.
Yeah.
You know, every other NFL team's going to be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. We'll pick you up next year.
Makes sense.
Don't get hurt. Don't get hurt, man. Just kind of pace yourself, and we'll throw down with you next year.
Well, or like, what if like there's a quarterback that had a decent run, but now he wants to, mm-hmm. you know, maybe he's a second stringer in the NFL. I don't know.
They interviewed a guy last night who played for the Steelers for God, how long? He was a QB for the Steelers, like a backup, for like 10 years or something.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, my NFL career kind of shriveled up.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I was really into construction. I really liked it. He's like, that was my hobby. That's what I was doing outside of the NFL anyway.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, I just wrapped up the NFL. I got my money, opened up my own business. I've been doing construction for like 3 years. Fucking XFL calls.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, man, you want to come play some ball? Absolutely. So now he's doing both. He's throwing the ball, and dude, and he's good.
Yeah.
The guy was crushing it yesterday.
It's funny, too. There you go. Like, and you're not going to be making – we looked
it's
it
like
up.
Flacco, dude. Not Flacco, but what's a replacement? Was that?
Oh, yeah, you're talking Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
Keanu,
Footsteps Falco.
All right. Yeah,
Falco, yeah. Right. Shane Falco. Is he going to play?
Hey, good. I'm serious.
I would love to see Shane Falco
you know?
On there. Yeah, I think it's interesting, and I'm excited to see it. I'm going to give it a shot and see what happens, and you know, who knows? Maybe it'll be...
Just do everybody that can hear this and who has yet to watch it, just go into it with an open mind. I mean, you can be judgy. That's what they're looking for, and they're looking for answers. But I think they have it figured out, guys. And when you watch it, just watch it with an open mind. And I think you'll like it.
And as teams expand, you know, I would absolutely watch a Wisconsin team,
yeah.
and support that because you know now that football season, I got to wait until September.
Just like what you said just now, it's an opportunity to get your own team, man.
Yeah,
well, I think you get to pick.
You and I should try out. You think we still got what
oh,
it takes?
God, no, dude. I'm sore from snowboarding over the weekend.
I'm sore from getting up.
Right.
Oh God. Oh. All right. Well, that's cool. I'm glad we checked it out. Last thing you want to talk about was that fight. We'll wrap it up with that.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, which I didn't hit in sports earlier during the show.
You suck.
I know. What a fight over the weekend. UFC, John Jones, who is considered probably the best fighter of all time after this fight. But it was a very controversial fight. John Jones and Dominic Reyes, I believe that's how you say his last name.
Yeah.
Dominic Reyes, who played in the NFL. Big dude.
Yeah.
Pretty stout dude. I mean, it wasn't ripped, but I'm telling you, man, looking at this guy going into this fight, I'm like, oh, dude, John Jones is going to work this dude.
Yeah.
John Jones, they call him John Bones Jones. I don't know if you know John Jones, but, dude, he's very tall. and he's very deadly.
Yeah.
He's deadly with every part of his body. He's got a different style of...
His name is John Bones Jones.
Yes.
That's a great name.
It's a great name.
It's a great name, bro.
Dude, he's a scary dude, especially in the ring. He's one of those fighters where you're like, dude, if somebody outside of the ring after he knocks somebody out, if there's like a Kung Lao or like a Shang Tsung over there says, finish him, he would do it. He would kill the guy right there.
He's looking at him while he's holding his head like, should I do it?
Like, he has that mentality of a fighter, and it's very dangerous. He cuts you with his elbows. He's punching you with his shoulders. He's just doing everything, man. Everything that's legal.
Yeah.
Dude, had the fight of his life over the weekend.
Really?
This guy from the NFL came, showed up, and dude.
It was no joke.
No
huh? Gave him a run.
This guy was throwing bombs, dude. And Bones Jones caught him a few times. You're like, oh, here it is.
Yeah.
This is it. Nope. No, the guy had a jaw like a steel. I don't know, man. The guy wouldn't get knocked out, and he put up a fight. And technically, there's a lot of people that say he won that fight. I'm 50-50 with it.
So did it end in a decision?
It ended in decision.
Wow, that doesn't happen a lot.
Which is crazy. I got to talk about this real quick, too. Ended in decision. Spoiler alert. It's coming up. Spoiler alert here in like 5 seconds. If you did not want to know who won this fight, if you have yet to watch it, just turn it off right now. Because I'm going to tell you who won this fight.
Uh-huh.
John Jones won it in decision. People were not too happy about it. Ray's threw a lot more punches, landed a lot more punches, but Jones was always putting the pressure on. He was always kind of in control of where they were going, and
yeah,
he never really backpedaled at all. It was very close, man. For me, it was like 50-50, but it was one of those fights, dude. It was 1 a.m. It came on Saturday night. I couldn't go to bed till like 3 because my nerves were still, I could still feel it. I love that stuff, man. Anyway.
Yeah.
Rogan and the other guy announced the fights.
Mm-hmm.
So I just learned this about MMA too. It was when they fight in Vegas. MMA, UFC, fight in Vegas, T-Mobile Arena typically.
Mm-hmm.
Big fights.
Yeah.
What's Vegas really known for in the past for fighting? Boxing.
Yeah. That's the biggest place to do it.
Boxing yep. capital of the world.
Yep.
I didn't know this. They use boxing judges. For MMA.
Really?
MMA doesn't get to bring in their own judges. So they're using boxing judges for every UFC MMA fight that's fought in Vegas. I blew my mind. And I guess it's been a huge problem because they control like the T-Mobile, whatever it is. They control who they get to pick, who judges, who the refs are, blah, blah, blah. So I guess... During this whole, because I missed the first two like prelims or whatever. Right off the bat, Joe and the other announcer, just watching the judges. One of the judges during the female fight, looking at the floor. He called him out for like 30 seconds. He's like, he's still looking at the floor. Not even calling the fight. They're talking about the judges at this point. They're like, judge number 4, looking at the floor. He's like, okay, he's still looking at the floor. He's still looking at the floor.
So
like
not
he's
watching
yelling
the flight.
At the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, they show the guy, and he is. He's looking at the ground, like on his phone or something. And finally, I think he heard him. Like, he heard Joe yelling at him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, pops up and starts watching the fight again. Dude, fucking unbelievable.
Dude, and
I mean, dude,
UFC.
You will get shot.
Yeah.
Like, people will kill you over this. Like, huge fights. This is decide. Like, people are putting their lives on the line in that ring.
Yeah.
And this guy's sitting there looking at the floor. Dude, I guess it's a huge problem in MMA having boxing judges.
Why can't they give
a shit about MMA.
Why can't they find...
It's like a money thing.
Really?
It's a money thing.
That's weird.
And, dude, at the end of all the fights, that's all they talked about. And there was a point where one of the judges... What happened? Trying to think what happened. They like called him out really, really bad.
Yeah.
And... God, I don't know. Did he get kicked out or something? Something happened.
The judge got kicked out?
I might, maybe. Maybe. Don't quote me on that because I don't want to say anything that really didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it was just a big ordeal over the weekend of where MMA is going to go with this. And are we still going to have fights in Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Because the judges are absolutely terrible.
Yeah, if you can't get a fair, you know,
yeah.
And think about maybe some outcomes of some fights that would be different if you actually had MMA
100%.
Judges.
So there was one judge in the decision fight, Jones and Reyes.
Yeah.
At the end there. If I'm saying his name right, I apologize if I murdered that name.
Reyes?
Reyes, maybe. Reyes. I don't know. anyway, at the very end, it was, like I said, I thought it was 50-50. Mm-hmm. It could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Basically, all the judges were 4-5, 5-4, 4-5. There was a judge, 1-4. And everybody's like, who? Who is the judge?
Yeah.
Like who? How, what were you watching? Like, there's no way any, like a toddler.
Yeah.
Could tell you that, no, that's not a 1-4 fight. Basically, 1-4 means he won one round.
The other guy won four. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so there's no effing way. And they talked about it the whole time at the end of the matches. Mm-hmm. They're like, who voted 1-4?
Which way?
And whoever that guy is, like, get him out.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You're getting paid for this?
Yeah.
It's just, it was unbelievable.
Was it the guy looking at the floor?
Like, they had to have been. Like, they were legit pissed off. Over the weekend. They didn't even talk about the fights for the longest time because they were so angry at these judges.
And you want to ruin a sport, you can do it that way. That will piss people off.
Well, yeah, dude. You think about it. You're training for months.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're training for curling.
No.
It's not like you're training for, you know, a pool match. Dude, you're smashing your face in every single day. You're getting beat. You're sparring. You're taking a beating. You're getting tough. You're getting ready for that. The biggest match of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You got a fucking judge over there looking at the floor, not even watching the match, who's going to basically tell you if you won or not at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I would be so pissed off.
Well, that's it. I honestly had no idea. That's all news to me and interesting that they'd have that. And with as big of an industry as that is, that's something they need to get figured out.
Multi-millions of dollars being
for
tossed
sure.
around.
For sure.
And it just tells you, they basically were saying, you know, that just tells you how rigged it is.
Mm-hmm.
How much BS, how much bullshit boxing is.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, who do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like more? If it comes to the decision, if you're not knocking the guy out, if the judges don't like you, you're done.
So you know who actually won the Mayweather-McGregor fight? McGregor.
He wouldn't have gotten knocked out.
That was the greatest thing ever. I just watching that and him constantly hitting in the back of the head.
Oh yeah, man. Damn.
It's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't do that, McGregor.
No.
Interesting. Well, good. We'll have to look more into that, but exciting stuff from the weekend. New stuff.
There was some good sports over the weekend.
There
for
you
sure.
go. All right. Well, we'll wrap that up. XFL and UFC here on the After Show podcast. Thanks for listening. You can check out more on our website where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you. Let's go fight, Hunter.
Let's do it.